Iraqi forces backed by Sunni tribesmen and Shia volunteers have made new gains against the Kfiri terrorists in the restive Salahuddin province. Troops managed to clear the Ahbab Tal-Thahab district in the town of Balad. The area was one of the main strongholds of the Kfiri terrorists. The town is mainly in the hands of Iraqi forces now, but sporadic clashes are still underway. Balad is located 80 kilometers north of Baghdad. To discuss that further, and I joined by Mr. Zayed Alissa, who is an Iraq affairs expert, and he's joining us now on the line from London. Mr. Alissa, thanks for joining us now. I wonder how you feel, Mr. Alissa, about the fact that at this time all these wins, if I may call them that, by the Iraqi army are being done with a lot of unity by the Sunni tribesmen and, as we said, the Shia volunteers as well.
Well, I mean, that basically shows that when the Iraqi people fight shoulder to shoulder and put aside all their differences in the face of such a horrendous challenge coming from the Islamic State, which has spared none of the Iraqi communities. It started off with the Shias, then targeted the Christians, then the Yazidis, then the Sunnis, then the Kurds. That means that it has become the enemy number one of all the Iraqi people. We've seen the Iraqi volunteers, and this has been begrudgingly acknowledged even by the Americans, the Iraqi volunteers, or what are called the popular the popular mobilization forces, spearheading at the forefront of those attacks against ISIS. And they have managed to push back ISIS and to drive them out of the main strongholds and power bases like Jabal Sabah. And they have done it single-handedly without any air support from the Americans. They've done exactly the same in Beji, and they've even liberated the major oil refinery in Beji. We've seen them actually achieving more triumphs in Jalala and Saadiyah. So these are major achievements that have been spearheaded, as I said, by the Shia volunteer forces, who are backed up in some cases by the Sunni tribes, particularly in the area of Salahuddin. And I do believe that the American forces have played very little of any role in actually facilitating those victories. The Americans haven't got their heart in the right place. They have been tracking their feet. They have shown very, very little of any enthusiasm. The intensity of the bombings have not escalated, and the momentum or the pace has not actually picked up in terms of the airstrikes. I do believe that the Americans have an interest till now in actually maintaining and preserving the ISIS in order to achieve their full goals. And they are supported heavily and backed up heavily by the presence of Saudi Arabia in the coalition, who basically have adamantly refused and defiantly refused to see ISIS being actually defeated without achieving its main goal, which is actually actually forming and establishing what they call the National Guard. That is a force that is basically unanswerable to Baghdad, which is completely run by the regional government, which will have its own foreign policy and which will definitely...
Mr. Alissa, I do apologize for interrupting you. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Zayed Alissa, Iraq affairs expert, who is speaking to us live from London.